The impact of floods caused by the construction of the Akonsombo Dam is still being felt by the resettled communities in the Volta Basin. At the Judgment Debt Commission yesterday, two representatives from Akroso and Asokoko, Professor Patrick Wabuna Oforidanso and Jom Jemfi, complained about the hardship the floods have taken the communities through. These include river blindness, lack of employment, and low academic performance. They therefore called on government to pay critical attention to the needs of the people who sacrificed their lands and property for the construction of the dam. Cynthia Boaten reports.
The probing into judgment debt turned into a long plea for help when Professor Patrick Kwabena Oforidanso and John Jinfi appeared before the commission. They are both heirs of two families whose land were submerged and were later resettled by the Volta River Authority. After giving evidence to prove the legitimacy of their representation, they told the commission that the compensation paid to the people of Akroso Esukoko has not kept the untold hardship facing them. They said, considering what the people lost to the flooding, government has not treated them fairly, citing the ripple effect since 1965.
In the new area, my lord, disease which we didn't know of, the river blindness.
The black fly,
what we call onchocerciasis. We were sent direct to an onchocerciasis rich environment. If you go to the place, one out of every household have either temporal visual impairment or blind. Today, if you go to a Asikoko special, you have to put on trousers because of the flies. Obviously, this has reduced even academic performance. Today, the new generation
have no land.
No land. They have no future.
The sole commissioner, Justice Yao Apau, said the resettlement was necessary to make way for development. He said people had to sacrifice for the good of the country.
We have to sacrifice somehow. We know they suffered seriously, but they suffered for the good of the country, and it was not intentioned. It was meant for the good of the country, and then some people have to suffer thereby. Like in road construction, when we are constructing roads, people lose their land, people suffer, but it's for the good of the community where the road passes. Yes.
The commission closed the case on two pensioners whose retirement benefit was refused by their employers. The commission explained that the case is still pending before the National Labour Commission for determination.